Hello, Property Nomad. Hope you're doing well. Charity wall insulation claims scandal. Quite interesting stuff, and I feel sorry for people that have been affected by this. But it seems like there's going to be not a way where everyone's going to win from this because of how government decides to do things. You're thinking, Rob, what are you talking about? So there's been a lot of issues with cavity wall insulation recently. And this is because unscrupulous people, unscrupulous companies have been going around and doing cavity wall insulation. And that's left a lot of people with potentially high legal bills and now issues with their homes. So I've got an article here that I'm looking for at the same time. We'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. But this originally has come from an opinion section of the Yorkshire Post. And it's saying that what's happened, and they're looking at an example over in Halifax, but I've seen in my time of being up and down surveying things that have been done that might not have needed to have been done, or again, things that look like they've been done very badly, and it's now having a negative impact on people's homes. And you know, your home is your castle, as they say in England. So we take our homes very seriously, and so we should. But when you launch inquiries into this stuff, then you sort of realise that what the government is saying that they want and then how people go about it are two different things, and we'll get into that in a second. But so what happened? So government incentive, or a national incentive there for people to get cavity wall insulation up and down or in certain parts of the country, if it's applicable to your home, and you could get government grants, you know, to help with having things, your cavity filled. Great, no problem at all. And of course, as a result of that, and a result of being able to fund jobs like that, you know, 800,000 different people seem to set up companies claiming to, you know, be able to get government funding. They're then going around targeting pretty much anyone and everyone, whether they need cavity wall insulation or not. And then again, it goes down to the unscrupulous section. You know, if people will either sign up to it, and then the people that are doing the job are not doing it properly, or jobs don't get done, but they still get the cash from the government. And it's all very shady business if it's not done properly. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, like any job, whether you're an electrician, a plumber, doing wall insulation, whatever it is, if you've got a good reputation and you do a job properly, that reputation is very useful and you'll start to build up this way. But there's a lot of unscrupulous people out there, and these people, because of, you know, funding they were getting from the government and not really caring about other people or their homes, then they've just taken advantage of probably vulnerable people, you know, all sorts of people, and it's a whole giant scam, basically. And I feel sorry for those people. Now, how can cavity wall insulation go wrong? Well, you can fill the cavity with the wrong stuff, with materials that aren't suitable for the job. If you're not looking at ventilation, that can cause potential damp buildup, condensation buildup. And once that's into the fabric of your home, that's quite difficult to get out of, or the remedies can be quite difficult as well. And again, if these people, they say up in Yorkshire or in Halifax, as the example comes from, if they have been taken advantage of, or they've got receiving, normally it's people that are receiving some form of benefits, and they're being taken advantage of, they might know not a lot about cavity wall insulation or housing in general. They're being taken advantage of. And again, what happens is loads of different firms get set up. People take advantage of people. They get sort of cash from the government and they don't do the jobs properly. And now people who have had cavity wall insulation installed and either installed badly, and it's now affecting their, you know, their homes and things like that, they are now having to potentially foot legal bills or foot amounts to, you know, get this corrected in the first place. And that's the sad thing about this. So what the Yorkshire Post is saying is that, oh, hang on a minute, this is bad, but actually we need to be asking questions here. How has this been allowed to happen? What's gone wrong? You know, how have we allowed this to happen? And this is where I alluded at the start of the episode that the government really is not able to win in this situation, because what they should be able to do, And I appreciate not all systems are perfect, but what they should be able to do is to say, right, cavity wall, for example, cavity wall insulation, you know, we're going to do this up and down the country. We've got grants for this sort of work. What we're going to do, we're going to set up one company. One company deals with everything up and down the country. Then that way you've got one set of, you know, this is how we're going to do it from A to B. This is what's going to happen. This is how we're going to do it. Off we go. One company, that's it, nationwide. Now, in an ideal world, and I appreciate I'm far from, you know, left leaning, but having been a surveyor and I've seen all forms of paperwork and different bits of bobs in my time of surveying, having just the one company to just deal with it would be great. But then what would happen is, and this is what would happen, is that everyone would have outrage at that. Because they then accuse the government of being, you know, either socialist or, well, you can't give it to one company, it's unfair. And then whoever's running that company is probably some a member of parliament anyway. And then it, you know, so you then get into that aspect of if you went to do it and give it to one company, then everyone would be outraged by that. But the back office systems would possibly be simpler. But the opposite happens. So you then get into this situation where you can say, right, we've got cash for cavity wall insulation. You know, we're going to be targeting people that have got, you know, low incomes or are on benefits or whatever it might be. And then, by the way, oh, if you're going to do the job, you need to be a thing called Trustmark registered, which means you've got, you know, certificates, certifications that, you know, you are who you are and you've got that reputation of being able to do a good job. Well, everyone can go and set up a company. Start claiming cash from the government to do cavity wall insulation, they could then become Trustmark registered if they wanted to, even if they're a new company. And then they could go out and target people for cavity wall insulation. And again, most companies in that space are going to do a very good job of it because, again, reputation is important. But if you've got the whole world and his wife being able to sit up and crack on, you are going to get unscrupulous people that take advantage of people. And then again, this is where this story comes from. Now, from a government point of view, if people are going to do that, then there's always going to be a few bad eggs. But then they're allowing, you know, people to create businesses, and there's really the government can't win in this situation. And if you've got all these people setting up different companies, and again, I've seen this over time, it's normally different forms of paperwork and different ways of doing it and slightly different surveys, and it could be quite a pain in the backside. In a sort of ideal world, you just give it all to one company and go, right, national scheme, off we go, this is how we do it. So the government can't really win. Point being, what I would say is if you are in a situation where as a landlord you've got tenants that are on benefits and you know, that's fine. Or you're listening to this and you're a tenant and you're on benefits, or you're on a low income, whatever it is. What I would say is that there might be help out there for cavity wall insulation, but that's where you've got to do your homework as well. Always be careful if people are ringing up and you know, telling you that they can do this and do that. Just always be a little bit cautious with that. Normally, companies are going to be working hand in hand with some form of council. Normally, I'm not saying that's the case all the time, but normally they'll, you know, they will work hand in hand with some form of council. But if they're not, again, yes, you've got to do your Googling, talk to people about it, find out if your home's got a cavity wall in the first place, because you'd be surprised if people that don't know a lot about housing, people might not know what a cavity wall is. This is when you've got you've got sort of a you know, bricks on the outside, and you've got like a breeze block in it on the inside, and then normally a space between them that is a cavity. Not every home in the UK is a cavity wall. You're going to get all different types of homes, solid brick, granite, whatever. So figure out if you've got a cavity wall in the first place, and then again, go about Googling, do some research of how or what the best way to fill cavity walls are, and look at all the extraction techniques and ventilation rules and regs and all that sort of stuff as well. So yes, serious questions might need to be asked about a cavity wall insulation claim scandal. Again, as I said at the start, I'm sorry for people that have been affected by this, because there are always and there will always be unscrupulous people out there in the market, which isn't good. Always do your homework as well. And if you are in a position where you are able to get help with cavity wall insulation, again, get the right people in the right place, do your own homework as well, especially on people that are contacting you, and you know, never take anything for granted. It's better to ask questions than not ask questions, and then to be on the wrong side, where again, you've got these unfortunate people here in Halifax that jobs haven't been done right or correctly, and they've been screwed left, right and centre. Not a good thing at all. And next episode will be quite an interesting one, because we're looking at free markets and boiler tax and yeah, heat pumps and all sorts of things. And then again, the government getting in the way of everything as per usual. So join us for the next episode. I do go and head over to our YouTube channel, different content on there. The channel's growing nicely. So thank you very much for going over there, for subscribing, to liking the Property Nomads YouTube channel as well. See you in the next episode.